State Route 23 south of Columbus is no road for walking. Cars whiz by, along with semis, 18-wheelers, and many other kinds of trucks. But walking north, facing the southbound traffic, was a small group, all clad in bright red t-shirts that bore the message, "Stop executions now."
These trucks are moving and moving. We've been fortunate that the truckers, we salute them as they come by, as they move over, and it's important, you know.
Sam Reese Shepherd is among this group of 10 who are on their last day of a week-long walk to Columbus from the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility in Lucasville, where executions are carried out. Shepherd's mother, Marilyn, was murdered in her Bay Village home on the shores of Lake Erie west of Cleveland in 1954. His father, Dr. Sam Shepherd, was convicted of killing her in a bizarre circus of a trial that featured salacious rumors, rampant misconduct, and a huge wave of gawkers and celebrity journalists. Shepherd was a small child then, but he remembers it well.
The newspaper said, "State asked death for Dr. Sam." I was 7 years old. I started dreaming about being executed myself. I started dreaming about my dad being executed. I still do.
The U.S. Supreme Court blasted the carnival atmosphere of Dr. Sam Shepherd's trial when it overturned his conviction. Shepherd was retried and acquitted in 1966, but the rest of his life was difficult. His family's tragedy is part of the reason that Sam Reese Shepherd has joined the opposition to capital punishment, not only in Ohio, but nationwide. And he is not the only figure who has connections to crime in the prison system who's become outspoken about the death penalty. As the walkers have moved north from Lucasville, they've welcomed new members as others have left the group. And they've also hosted evening programs to talk about the death penalty. Terry Collins spoke at the program in Chillicothe. He is the former head of the state's prison system and was also the warden at Lucasville.
As I reviewed the death penalty and the 33 executions I witnessed, every time I wondered, did the system get it right?
Collins says he has concerns about the fairness of the system, about the disparity between urban and non-urban areas, among races and socioeconomic status. A study from an anti-execution group has shown that most people on Ohio's death row are people of color, are poor, and come from Cleveland or Cincinnati. And that's not Collins' only worry.
And I have concerns about the victims of crime and the staff who have to deal with performing executions.
There are other state officials who've spoken out on capital punishment. Another former prisons director, Reginald Wilkinson, former Attorney General Jim Petro, and current Ohio Supreme Court Justice Paul Pfeiffer, who actually helped write the state law on capital punishment. For many years, those who campaigned against executions were a small and quiet group. While the majority of Americans and Ohioans told pollsters they favored capital punishment and elected lawmakers who supported the death penalty. But now polls are showing there's an almost even split among those who support executions for murderers and those who favor life in prison. But Petro and Pfeiffer are among the few Republicans who've publicly advocated to end the death penalty. But now, Representative Niraj Antani of Miamisburg near Dayton has joined them, signing on as a joint sponsor of a bill to abolish capital punishment, teaming up with his very Democratic colleague Nikki Antonio of Lakewood near Cleveland. Antani says the bill fits into his overall conservative point of view.
When it comes to being pro-life, which I am from conception until natural death, it is the conservative thing to do. When it comes to advocating for smaller government, it's the conservative thing to do. Giving the government the power to execute you is not, to me, an appropriate function of government.
Antani says he thinks the tide is turning among conservative lawmakers who dominate both the House and Senate. Though his bill to abolish capital punishment in Ohio has no Republicans signed on as co-sponsors, Republicans are supporting bills that would overhaul the death penalty and would ban executions of the mentally ill. Seven states have abolished the death penalty in the last decade. Most are known Democratic states, but the most recent one, Nebraska, is solidly Republican. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.